From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush will hold a news conference later this evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time in the East Room of the White House. It will be only the second such event held in prime time since Mr. Bush took office, and it comes as war against Iraq appears imminent. We're joined now by NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, the White House press secretary, Ari Fleischer, said the president will not be ordering U.S. forces into action tonight. He will not be making any major pronouncements about Saddam Hussein. What are we likely to hear?
Well, he says the president will start things out with an opening statement. We're told that it will cover, here's the quote from Ari Fleischer, the successes in the war against terror as well as the importance of disarming Saddam Hussein. So that's the official word from here. Not a lot new in that very brief statement. From there, it's open to questions, and you can bet he'll get asked every which way when a war may start, what it'll cost, whether the U.S. is open to negotiating the language of that second resolution now before the United Nations, and about the rift between the U.S. and France and Germany and Russia, and who knows ultimately what will come up.
Critics have argued that the administration couldn't prepare for war against Iraq and fight a war on terrorism at the same time. I would imagine that the arrest this week of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has lifted White House spirits.
It has. They feel very good about this arrest. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, his mugshot was all over the front page of every paper in the country this week. They sure like to see that. He's said to be the number three guy in the al-Qaeda network. He's been called the mastermind behind the 9/11 attacks. There are reports out today that he met very recently with Osama bin Laden. So this development is seen at the White House as evidence that it can move forward and make progress in tracking down these terrorist leaders, while at the same time planning for, and perhaps now in the coming weeks, carrying out a major military campaign against Iraq.
Don, the president obviously is addressing reporters tonight and the American public, but how much of this news conference do you think is directed at UN Security Council members who are opposing a war against Iraq?
He'll be speaking to them indirectly, certainly. He'll talk, you can bet, again tonight of his belief that if the UN doesn't act, if the Security Council doesn't act to hold Saddam Hussein accountable and doesn't take the steps needed to enforce Resolution 1441, then the UN risks becoming irrelevant. He'll say that, but it's not like he's going to present any new evidence this evening, nothing beyond what's already out there. So don't look for an event like a news conference in the East Room to suddenly change any votes on the Security Council. To that end, there's a considerable lobbying effort underway by diplomats. This news conference, I think, can be seen mostly as part of that larger campaign to ready the American public for a war.
Besides Iraq, other issues we might hear about tonight?
He will certainly be asked to defend his policy toward North Korea. That's another big one. And the call for diplomacy there as that nuclear crisis on the peninsula gets worse. There may be questions about the president's latest judicial nominee, Miguel Estrada. He's the object of an ongoing filibuster by Democrats in the Senate. And look for questions about the economy, certainly, and that new round of big tax cuts the president wants. And what about funding for Homeland Security and for financially strapped states and municipalities all around the country? They're the ones bearing the brunt of some of these new security costs. So really, there's no shortage of things to get him to talk about as he holds what is one of these very rare news conferences for this president.
Thanks, Don.
My pleasure.
NPR's Don Gagne talking with us from the White House.